and unsurpassed, penetrating and perfect truth, he seldom met with, even in 100,000 myriad Kelvins. Now we can see and hear it. We can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself.
Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. In the most excellent mirror samadhi, there are the lines, the night encloses brightness, and at dawn no light shines. It then goes on to say, through this we free ourselves from suffering. And I'd just like us to pause and think for a second. How in the world can something like this free us from suffering? Or to put it more accurately, how can we free ourselves from suffering with something like this? The night encloses brightness, and at dawn no light shines. How can you get any practical help from this, where on the surface of it seems a rather obscure metaphor, a pair of metaphors? Yet, as a matter of fact, it is very literally true. And it is a truth that we can prove true in our own experience again and again. Let's just take a moment to unpack the metaphors. This was a poem, the most excellent mirror samadhi, written by Great Master Tozan. The light-dark dichotomy, the metaphor of light and dark, had somehow evolved to represent the realm of the apparent in the realm of the real, the realm of the multiplicity of the universe, and the realm of the unity of the universe, the realm of our many-faceted daily life experience, and the simple unity of the eternal, of the Buddha nature that lies at the heart of all that experience. In this light-dark metaphor, the undifferentiated oneness of complete darkness came to represent the all is one. And the fact that light reveals the differences among things came to represent the all is different. And if you just think about it in the most pragmatic way, it makes perfect sense. If you go into a completely dark room, you can't see anything. So it can be full of different objects, and still all you're left with is a darkness until you get some light. But once you turn on a light, once light illumines that darkness, then the darkness seems to disappear, and all the old objects in that room are visible to you. So all is one, darkness. All is different, light. Darkness here does not represent suffering and light, enlightenment. Although interestingly enough, if you were to pursue that way of thinking about it, you can actually work out the same thing, interestingly, but we won't go into that at this moment. So let's go back to these few lines in the most excellent mirror samadhi. The night encloses brightness, and at dawn no light shines. Somehow through this we free ourselves from suffering. The night encloses brightness. Okay, night here, let's say that the night is dark, so that represents the eternal. The night encloses the brightness. So another way of putting this very simply is everything that happens to me is happening within the eternal. Let me make it personal, because we're talking about suffering. Through this we free ourselves from suffering. So how can I free myself from suffering? Using this truth that's represented here by these metaphors of light and dark. The night encloses brightness. Okay, so the all is one, encloses, contains, permeates, the all is different. If I find myself suffering in some situation, I need to hunt For where is the Buddha nature? Where is the eternal within this situation? How can I take refuge in the eternal within this situation? Because if I can find a way to do that within this situation, the promise of this teaching is that I'm going to be able to transcend the suffering. What about at dawn, no light shines? Well, when dawn comes, the light comes, and everything is illuminated by the light, and all the differences are revealed that were hidden when it was completely dark, the depth of the darkness of night. So again, light and dark. At dawn, no light shines. In the midst of all the differences, there is a reality that is deeper and more abiding than all these shifting patterns of differences. And that reality can be sought and found through meditation, through pure meditation, and through pure faith. Just another way of saying the same thing. The night encloses brightness, and at dawn no light shines. The all is one encloses the all is different. The all is different always returns to the all is one. Its true nature is always the all is one. When we sit down and meditate with an agitated, disturbed, troubled state of mind, and when we allow the stillness and undisturbable peace of the Buddha nature to permeate that quieten, that disturbance in our mind and our heart, then we are actually experiencing what this scripture is talking about. And if we can come to the point again and again in our lives, we can get hold of our will right in the midst of our suffering and turn our state of mind around by taking the situation that is bothering us as being for our good, so that we open our heart to the eternal within that situation, then we really begin to unlock the incredible power of this teaching. Every day we train ourselves to transcend suffering. And that's just another way of saying every day we train ourselves by taking refuge in the eternal. There is a simple principle here that the ancient Zen masters were teaching, a principle to be applied in actual practice in our daily lives. Our daily lives are the playing field in which we practice the transcendence of suffering. Don't ever think that because you are who you are in whatever state of existence you find yourself in, that the conditions of that particular state at that time can prevent you from doing this. There's no difference between monk and layman, male and female, rich and poor, educated and uneducated, any of these things in the fundamental of this practice. There is just the simple fact of practicing it, training in it, and applying it in detail in our daily life. In this training, we have to use the adversity of daily life that we encounter in daily life, all the difficulties, to help us transcend the difficulties that are within us, not in those external circumstances. Because within ourselves that the real causes of suffering lie, not in external things. This training gives us a practical means of transcending suffering in all situations, in all realms, in all worlds, in all rebirths, in all lives, in all universes. It is the way to the full cessation of suffering. Amen.